Now, a word of caution, our next item contains some distressing details. Yesterday, a 22-year-old man was sentenced to 15 and a half years in jail with 18 months suspended for attempting to murder his ex-girlfriend by stabbing her more than 50 times in what was described as a savage, unwarranted and unprovoked attack. Niamh Kelly was left with lifelong injuries after she was attacked by Josh O'Brien of Walkinstown Avenue in Dublin 12 on a street near her home in Dublin in September of last year. The frenzied attack lasted for 7 minutes and only stopped when passers-by came to Niamh's aid. Niamh owes her survival in part to an off-duty paramedic who helped her at the scene. Last night, I met with Niamh Kelly at her home in Dublin, and she began by telling me about her relationship with Josh O'Brien.
So when, obviously, we got together around November 2022, everything was going fine for a while, but then I ended up getting pregnant. And then that's kind of when things kind of took, like, went downhill. So I got pregnant at around November.
Yeah. And things took a turn then, did they?
Yeah, that's when everything kind of started, like, taking a turn. That's when you kind of started, like, showing a bit of, like, aggressiveness here and there, this and that. I'd get, like, a message on Snapchat, WhatsApp, or whatever, that type of social media. I'd just see, like, him, like, saying something, like, nasty to me, calling me, like, all sorts of names, and then saying I'd be, like, a terrible mother.
And there was an incident prior to the attack where he did push you.
Yeah, so that took place around between March, April. We were in his room. Then, like, we were talking. Then I think we were talking about something. Then he ended up pushing me onto the bed. And then me and him were, like, messing, but I thought it was a mess. And then he got me in a head, like, not like a headlock, but, like, he wrapped his arm around my neck and started pulling it. And I kept telling him to stop. Like, I still thought he was joking. But he just kept going harder and harder. And I couldn't, like, really breathe properly. And then once he let go, then I just sat on his floor, like, trying to catch my breath, because he's after, like, hurting my throat really bad. Like, I couldn't even catch my breath properly.
And was that the first indication you had that he had the potential to be violent?
Yeah, like, obviously, after that happened, I kind of just, like, brushed that off a little bit, because I was like, okay, maybe he was just, like, angry, like, getting, like, his emotions, like, over him or something like that. But it's nothing compared to what he did to me.
Take me back then to the day on September 19th, to the moments before that attack happened. What do you remember about that day?
So I was going to a festival. So this happened on the, I think it was the Thursday. I was going to a festival on the Saturday. So I was going to an appointment on the Thursday, and I asked one of my friends to look after the baby just so I can get, like, my appointment's not out the way, get that sorted. So my friend went to go look after the baby. Now, me and Josh weren't together at this point. Like, me and Josh broke up, like, I think it was a week before.
So you met him on that day, and what happened then? What happened afterwards?
So me and him, we were sitting outside this pub, and then he came out with a drink in his hand. Now, I wasn't really sure how much he drank. Like, he didn't really say to me how much he drank, but, like, he didn't look, like, intoxicated or anything. Mm-hmm. But he just didn't really look very stable either, if that makes any sense. So it was getting late, so I was just saying to him, I need to start heading back to this. And he said, yeah, no, that's fine. We'll walk up towards where, like, obviously I was
staying.
Yeah, we're going up to where I was staying. And then he just kind of kept pushing me to kind of get back together with him, but I just kept denying. I was like, no, I don't want to get back together with you. The way the relationship has been going on, it's just not, I just can't, like, deal with it anymore. It's too much for me. Like, I need to move on, and so do you. So then that's when we got to the gate of the where I was staying, and then that's where we kept talking again, and then that's where he just kind of started.
And how did it start then? What happened?
So basically, he just kept saying, but why won't you not get, like, together with me again? Like, we can fix this, be a good family. And I was just telling him, like, I wasn't happy with the way you were treating me. I didn't like the way you were talking to me, calling me all these names online, this and that. And then I'm not sure what happened. It just kind of, it's like I blinked, and then next of all, I just seen him start punching me in the face. Like, he started physically attacking me before he took out the blade.
And what did you think? What was going through your mind at that point?
It's like when he threw the first punch, I was like my mind just went blank. I was like, I can't believe it's happening right now. Like,
you were completely shocked by it.
Yeah, I was shocked, because at the same time, this is supposed to be a person that, like, loved me and, like, cared for me. But now it's just like he's turned into someone that I didn't expect him to turn into.
And the first thing you felt was a punch to your face, was
it? Yeah, a punch to my face. So he punched me, slapped me multiple times, and then I'm not sure if he kicked me to the ground or grabbed me and threw me to the ground. I'm not sure. It was either one now, but I just knew I was on the ground.
And did you know that he also carried a knife with him?
I didn't know he had a knife on him that night. No, I didn't.
But he did have one, and he took it out.
Yeah, he took out the knife. Now, I couldn't really feel the knife because I had so much adrenaline in my body. It's like I couldn't feel anything.
Did you see him stabbing you? Did you know what was happening at that point?
See, I didn't really see him like stab me, but it's like I just felt all the blood all over my hands. And then like it was just so much blood everywhere, all over my hands, my body, everywhere.
And what did you feel while that attack was happening to you?
Like, while the attack was going on, I just kept feeling myself getting more weaker and weaker. But this was because of all the blood that I was losing as well.
And did you think that you might not survive that attack?
I didn't really know what to think because I did. Like, in the back of my mind, it's like, I just didn't really know what to think. But I just kept thinking to myself, I'm like, this has actually happened to me. Like, I don't know why this happened. Like, I don't deserve, like, any of this. Like, I didn't do anything to me.
The attack, it went on for around 7 minutes. And all of this time he was stabbing you. He stabbed you 50 times all over your body, in your torso, in your back. Horrendous violence towards you.
Yeah, no, it was awful. Because even with the spinal injury as well, because he severed a bit of my spinal cord as well, which left me on the ground. Like, I could not move or anything. Like, my leg was like bent like outwards. Like, the way like the paramedics and all came up to see me, they just couldn't believe the way I was positioned as well, because if I was to move like my neck or anything, that would have been me completely paralysed.
Do you remember what happened at that point? I mean, were you unconscious or had you some degree of consciousness at that point?
Now, surprisingly, I thought I would have been unconscious, but I actually wasn't. But I think that's because of the adrenaline that was like keeping me going as well. Like, I don't really remember the ambulance or anything coming. Like, I know the ambulance was called, but it just felt like it was taking forever. But I kind of, like, once I got into the ambulance, I think that's when I kind of started like blacking out.
And you were taken then to hospital. You had broken bones all over your body. You had bones broken in your skull, in your face. You had damage to your eye. Part of your spinal cord was cut, and that has caused some paralysis to your leg.
Yeah, now I can't really like walk with my leg now. Like, so now I have Brown Séguard syndrome. I could be saying it wrong, but I'm not 100% sure. So basically, I can get sensation on one side, but not on the other.
Right, and I can see that you walk now with a limp. That'll be permanent, will it?
Yeah, no, that'll be permanent. I have to walk around with two crutches, and for longer distances, I have to use a wheelchair because my muscles in my leg aren't strong enough.
Yeah, and the injury done to your eye, that blinded you in one eye.
Yeah, now I didn't know he stabbed me completely in the eye. I didn't know until I woke up, and then I got told all my injuries from my doctors and my nurses. Yeah. But I can't see out of my eye at all.
Did you fear that during your hospital recovery that you might not be able to walk again? I know you can walk, but you need the crutches, as you say.
Oh, no, sure. When I came out of the ICU, I was brought down to a different ward. They told me, like, the trauma team just turned around and said to me out straight, you're not going to walk again. Like, there is not a chance you're going to be able to walk again because of how severe the damage to your spinal cord has been. Like, there's no chance.
And I know in court today, Judge Mary Ellen Ring, she said that your survival, having been stabbed more than 50 times, that it's really nothing short of miraculous. I mean, do you feel that way today?
You know, like, I just... See, it's kind of hard to explain because I am grateful that, like, I am still here today. But at the same time, it's just compared to other people, like, people can die from 1-2, like, stab wounds. But, like, from what I got, it's just, it is incredible and it is a miracle. I am very lucky.
What was it like trying to rebuild and recover over the 7 months you spent in hospital?
It was not one bit easy at all. Like, the amount of physio, I was doing physio every week, like from Monday to Friday when I was in hospital. I was just doing physio constantly. For the first while, I was just doing stuff with my wheelchair because I wasn't getting anything in my leg. But over time, I started getting like slight little twitches in my leg. So then the physios were just looking over, doing a review of my leg, just seeing like what's going on there. They're not really sure like how it all happened, but I was just doing a few bits from getting out of my wheelchair onto this bed that they have in the gym that they have.
Yeah.
And I was able to do that, but it was a bit of a struggle as well because I'm still weak as well.
Yeah. Today we had the conclusion of the court case. Your ex-partner who attacked you, he's gone to jail now. He's been sentenced to 15 and a half years in prison and the final 18 months suspended. How do you feel about that sentence today?
Now, at first, before the sentencing happened, I thought he would have gotten a bit longer only because of how severe the injuries were to me. But at the end of the day, I'm obviously going to be disappointed, but at the end of the day, it is what the judge thinks is best. So at the end of the day, you do kind of have to respect that. Mm. What the judge thinks, but I am glad it's in the double digits and not like the single one, so it'll be like 7-8 years. I am glad it's over like 10 years.
What are your feelings towards Josh O'Brien now?
Now I am still angry. I am obviously going to be angry, upset, because now my whole life has changed. My life's never really going to be the same again, even with work. I was working in a good job. I was able to stand up on my feet. I was doing 8-hour shifts because I was in skill college and all at the time. And now I can't go back to my job because I can't stand for a very long amount of time.
You'll have a long road of recovery ahead of you, won't you?
I know, it's a very long recovery. So just keep doing the physio is really all I have now. And then just getting my eye sorted as well. So I go back to hospital as well just for a few updates on my eye. But so far, there's not really much improvement.
Yeah. In your quieter moments, I mean, you seem remarkably contained and coherent, confident, given everything that's happened to you. In your quieter moments, what are things like? I mean, do you find it still upsetting? Do you think back on what happened? Do you question what happened?
Oh no, 100%. When I was in the hospital, I'd still to this day, I'd still get flashbacks from that night because obviously it's something so traumatic that happened to me. Like, I nearly lost my life, but only because of an off-duty paramedic, that's a person that kind of helped save me as well at the same time. Because if I wasn't found, then I would have been dead on the side of the road. But it is, I do get upset, obviously sometimes, because it's just not fair. I have to heal from, the trauma that he caused me. He's just obviously sitting in prison and I'm just left doing all the pieces that have to be fixed.
Yeah, and you're going to have to live with that forever.
No, 100%. This is not going to go just be in the back of my mind. This is just going to be something constantly in my head, because obviously the injuries that I got, it's just not going to be easy.
You're enormously brave. You're tremendously powerful. For other women who are in relationships where there might be an abusive partner, I mean, what would you say to them?
I'd say once you see signs that it's getting toxic, you need to go, or else you're going to end up being like yourself in the future. I should have got out of there sooner. So get out of that relationship before it gets even worse. And if you are struggling, there is help, supports out there that can help you get out of stuff like that.
And that was 21-year-old Niamh Kelly speaking to me at her home in Dublin last night. And if you have been affected by any of the issues raised in that interview, you can log on to rte.ie/helplines for details of services that might be of assistance. It's 26 minutes past 8.